enough already. We got it. It's raining.
Dude, stop the presses. Did you see this? You got to watch that video I sent you. It's insane.
Is it from Los Angeles?
It's from Montebello, South Maple Avenue. Earlier this afternoon, that was a tornado, dude. It is a real tornado, yeah.
Wow.
We heard from a couple of our Cub reporters, Scott, and careful, there's some naughty language.
Oh,
on
there is there.
Yeah, but watch that video.
Wow, that's crazy.
And Raul.
There's debris everywhere.
Yeah, man. I mean, you've seen, like, storm chasers where there's, like,
they're coming here. The storm chasers are coming here.
I'm going to join them. I always wanted to.
Not a fan.
So definitely down there on South Maple Avenue in Montebello, a tornado hit today. Touchdown here.
Perhaps
in Los Angeles.
Be careful.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about
It's a twister. It's a twister.
We're going to talk about the local weather coverage.
All right.
As you know, I love it.
Yeah.
We have one American dollar.
Oh, nice. I'm going to win me a buck.
Maybe.
Heck, yeah.
You got in a car accident in the rain.
No, I didn't.
In the 4 o'clock hour.
No, that didn't
There's
happen.
Plenty of people. I came, 9 inches from getting in an accident. Going home yesterday.
Yeah. Wow.
Some dude flew by me on the left like I was standing still in the left lane. And you know that left lane does gather water sometimes.
Like
and
an ocean.
It cut right back into my lane. And I was like trying to slam on my brakes. And I was sure that we were
going
to hit.
You're going like 118 as usual.
He was. Yeah, I was not.
You're going 116.
I was going like 45. Like,
get I'm off the freeway.
To because I am a responsible human
That's
being.
That's so true. You know, I've always felt
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I feel that way.
People are dumb on the show today.
Mm.
And give me five. We're trying a new thing today. We're going to do songs with "and" in the title.
See if we can come up with any at all.
It seems like there are none, but this is the third day in a row.
That's right, starting at 5.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, we got LA Kings tickets. They're taking on the Winnipeg Jets this coming Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. Tickets are available right now at LAKings.com/tickets. But sometime, I guess, between now and 4, we'll give you a chance to win.
Yep, that's coming up.
Yep.
I always love the local weather coverage because you know that they try their best to get their people out on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
They want them to be in the worst weather possible.
Yeah.
Because that looks great to people.
Plus, they're really kind of hoping they die because they don't like the weather people usually. The
Probably,
guys.
Yes. So they toss it out to a remote location where they guess. I'm sure they did a lot of guessing, like, what do you think? Where at noon, where is it going to be the worst?
Right.
Because we need to have our reporter out there just getting doused. That'll make for great TV.
And then when they see that he's on TV, they'll go drive past him and splash him.
Right, which would be great, by the way. So here's, I think it's Channel 5.
Wind advisory and a flash flood warning have been issued for most of L.A. County. KTLA5's Chris Wolf, live now in North Hollywood with conditions there.
All right,
Chris?
So they guessed North Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
That's where it's going to be the worst.
Was this today or yesterday? I mean, it's been pouring out in the valley for sure.
Yes, yeah. It has been pouring out in the valley.
Yeah.
For this particular piece, couldn't have been more sunny and clear. It was like the clouds parted, and there was only sunshine. It didn't look like there was a drop of rain in Southern California. It was so
Glenn
great.
And Lou here in North Hollywood, the sun is still shining. The streets have dried up, but
I can show you some video of other places where it was bad. Oh, my God.
Like in Montebello, where there was a tornado today.
Right. Why didn't they send him to Montebello?
You know,
he could have been up in the tornado.
The
that would have been so great.
This is just a respite. Heavy rain, strong winds, and potential flooding are still in the forecast, and we could see all of that very soon.
But
a
not
new
now.
Day, a new season.
So now they roll the tape of all California. The other places where
right.
It's really,
where it really was coming down.
Getting warning, destroyed.
Watches or high wind advisories have been issued for much of the region, various parts of Southern California, for the first part of the week, which marks the beginning of spring.
Oh, really? I didn't even know
that. It's the beginning of spring.
Is it?
I'm
sure it looks like
it. 21st. I think it was yesterday.
Wow. Really?
I want to say. Or the 20th, something like that.
Early Tuesday morning, there was a mess on the 101 southbound in Boyle Heights. Authorities say a water main erupted near 4th Street.
This is hilarious, by the way. So a water main erupts while it's pouring.
Right. Perfect timing.
So then they want to shut off the water main.
There's a little extra water for you.
That problem, along with consistent rainfall, caused the flooding, which was significant. About 3 feet of water covering the southbound lanes of the freeway. Some of that also spilled onto the northbound side. LADWP tried to shut off the water gushing out of the ruptured main line, but a fire broke out at a house in the same neighborhood.
All right. Hold up. So it's pouring.
Yep.
and a house lights on fire.
And it's a water main break, but in North Hollywood, it's sunny and bright where I'm reporting from.
There's no rain at all.
Meanwhile, all hell's breaking loose.
But a house lit on fire at the same place. So they were going to turn off the water main to stop the flooding on the 101.
This sounds like a deep plan someone had. They'll be like, it's going to be raining, and we'll get them to turn off the water, and then we'll set this house on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
And L.A. City firefighters needed water from a fire hydrant.
So they couldn't. They couldn't turn it off. So that one water main was leaking.
And flooding everybody else.
Yes.
While the stupid house was on fire.
While the fire department in the rain was trying to put out a house. What's happening?
You can't make this stuff up.
That was one challenge on top of another. The utility was able to shut off the water about an hour later when the fire was out.
But all of North Hollywood was completely drowned as
a
result.
Except for where I am, where it is
beautiful.
Bone dry.
Come on down here and...
By late morning, flooding on the 101 had receded.
Right. Good times. This is all your fault because you love it.
I'm going to have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Let's do, should we do one American dollar?
One American dollar, yes.
I need a dollar. That's what I need.
I think it's been leaking in here, and it shorted out our little...
I don't have access to the
sound effects and song.
But this is going to come in handy as this probably sort of the same thing when it rains, but the 10 worst Los Angeles freeways.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to give you six guesses, and I think you need to get like... five right because
there's
let's be honest, once you name 10 freeways, aren't you sort of almost out?
And you've named, well, you certainly named 10 bad ones.
Yeah,
you know, you'd be a lot easier. You say name the good ones. There's a couple of those.
Nope.
The 15 way out there is nice. How about
top
that one?
10 worst LA freeways.
I'm gonna go with a 110 in up to Pasadena. That one where it's like a road has got to be one of the most annoying to drive.
Do you have a ding ding
ding? Oh, cool.
The 110 is number one.
Because that's the suckiest. Yep. Also the oldest. 405, of course, you're going to spend...
405 is number seven, correcting?
You're going to spend 405 hours out there.
Correct.
The 605 is pretty damn annoying.
The 605 is number eight, so you're three for three.
Let's go with the 710.
Can't stand the 710 is number six, so you're four for four.
How about the 91? That's pretty bad. It's more of a road through the
91 hills. Is number 10. So that's five out of five.
That's the easiest dollar I've made in my life.
You didn't even need six guesses. Wow. Yeah, the worst freeways in Los Angeles are the 91, number 10, the 5, number 9.
Oh, 5, sure, yeah.
Especially where it narrows down to two lanes.
Oh, my God.
So dumb.
Yes.
Number 8 is the 605, number 7 is the 405, number 6 is the 710, number 5 is the 210.
Oh, 210.
Number four is the 105.
You know, 210 used to be pretty good until they've destroyed it recently. Yes, I mean, they have ruined it out there.
Number three is the 10.
Sure, yeah.
And number two is the 101, and number one is the 110, which you guessed correctly. And you won a one American $1 Woo! Bill.
As John Michael taught us, that's two radio.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I heard that song on the radio. So
I like that song.
Two radio.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Your chance to get King's tickets coming up in a second.
Yep.
First, you're not going to believe this first sentence.
Talk to me, freaky.
This is a superwoman.
A superwoman.
Superwoman.
Okay.
Because of what she did.
She has an S on her chest.
A Colombian woman mm-hmm. who lost her husband at the hands of a local crime boss.
Okay.
Spent years planning her revenge.
Good on her.
Seducing the crime boss.
And he didn't know it was her, didn't remember?
Did not.
Nice.
And gathering evidence to have him arrested for multiple crimes.
Cool. Good for her.
That seems like a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, you dickweed, you're going down.
Colombian woman managed to do what the police and the military could not. Avenge the death of her husband.
Nice. I thought you were going to say chopped him into tiny little pieces, but that's actually a little bit better.
I'm sure she would have loved to. The mob boss's name is Ruben Dario Valorio Barrios.
Sure it is. That's my name.
And he posed as a preacher.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yep.
Wow.
But he was a criminal mastermind who orchestrated a whole bunch of shipments of narcotics in Central America and the United States.
Right.
And ordered assassination attempts. And he's the one that had her husband assassinated.
Wow.
So after mourning her husband, the woman reportedly started infiltrating his social circles, slowly getting to know him.
That's not the slightest bit dangerous.
And eventually getting him to fall in love with her. I assume she didn't care about herself.
Yeah.
At that point.
No, you're right. Wow.
He got her to fall in love. She got her to fall, him to fall in love with her. He eventually grew to trust the woman so much that he shared information about his criminal dealings, which she then turned over to authorities.
Oh, and now you're really getting into the dangerous territory.
Police had suspected him since 2020, but didn't have enough evidence to act.
Right.
With the information provided from her, authorities were able to build a rock solid case against
that him. Rules.
Can you imagine the strength that takes?
Ah.
That dude killed your husband. So you're going to get into his social circles and get him to fall in love with you?
I hope she's split from the country, man.
I hope so, too. I hope she's alive.
Yeah, that's more than witness protection for that.
Yes, it is.
Damn.
So that's the superwoman of the day. That's crazy.
Rules. Right on.
Crazy. We have four tickets for you to see the LA Kings take on the Winnipeg Jets this Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. The Kings are doing great. Get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets or be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and play some hockey slam with us.
Good luck. Are you going to the Kings game this Saturday
night?
Yeah.
Winnipeg Jets. We got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Winnipeg Jets at Crypto.com Arena. Get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets or you can win them right now. Who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, you're caller 13.
Oh, really? Oh, man, awesome.
Are you a hockey fan?
Okay. Yes, I am.
All right, you got four tickets to see the Kings if you answer this question.
Yeah.
What slang? What does this slang mean? Face wash. What does that mean?
Safe wash.
Face wash. Yes.
Safe wash. Oh my god.
Not safe. No face.
Not
like
safe. Face
thing on your head that your eyes are in.
Yes.
The face wash.
Face wash.
What is that?
Face wash.
Yeah.
Right. Face wash.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's when the puck hits you in the face.
Nope. Sorry.
Damn
thank
it.
You.
Ah.
KLOS. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Karina,
are you ready to play some hockey slang?
Yeah.
All right. What does it mean when somebody gets a face wash in hockey in the NHL? Face wash.
Face wash?
Yep.
Oh my god, I don't know. But my husband really wants to go.
Oh, you're letting your husband down.
Take a guess. Just take a guess at what face wash is. You don't want to take a guess?
Face wash. Hold on, he's there.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
All right, thank you. KLOS, hello.
Who's this?
This is Cowboy. Who's this?
Cowboy, it's Kevin and Sluggo.
Faye Dunaway.
Tell me I'm 13.
No, you're like 15, but...
But the game is still going. We're looking for somebody who can identify this hockey slang. What does it mean, face wash, in the NHL?
Face wash.
Face wash.
That's got to be when someone is about to make a shot and sprays water on the goalie's face.
No.
That would be a weird thing to do. I don't know. I've never seen that.
That's not...
Hi, KLOS. Who's this? I think I would watch that game. That would be weird.
Probably. Ray.
Hey, Ray, we got a question for you. Yeah. You might be able to go to the Kings game if you can answer it, unlike everybody else. What is, in hockey slang, a face wash?
When you wash your safe.
It's not a safe wash. It's a face wash.
Wow. I don't think these people really... I mean, I can guess, and I don't even want...
I know. Try again. KLOS, hello.
Who's this?
This is Ray.
All right. Ray, what does it mean when one NHL player gives another one a face wash?
This is hockey slang for your tickets to the See the Kings this Saturday.
A face wash?
Yeah.
Sprays ice on his face.
There you go.
Nope.
Oh, that's not it?
That's not
that
it.
That was my guess.
I'm sorry. That's not it.
Oh, I don't even know then.
That's not it.
That was my guess.
I'm sorry. By the way, we've done this one before, too.
Yeah,
KLOS, hello.
Well, I wasn't paying
attention.
Hi. Hi there. We're doing hockey slang. Do you know what it is to give another player a face wash?
Yes.
What?
When the opponent does the retaliate, like they stick the glove in there.
In their face. Yes, that's
it. There you go.
They stick the glove in their face.
There you go.
You literally just rub their face with your hand. You're the correct winner. Congratulations.
You're caller number 72, but you win. Yeah.
You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Winnipeg Jets this Saturday at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets, but you got them for free.
Oh, my God. Awesome. You guys rock.
You tell them kids to be quiet. They're out there yelling out on me, trying to get some sleep. The hell, man. Is some phone ringing? Ah.
Does sound like an old man.
Ah, get up my lawn.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was driving home in the rain, and we were going about 40.
Mm-hmm. On the freeway?
You can barely see on the freeway.
Yeah.
On the 101.
Right.
One of the worst freeways in Southern California.
I won a dollar because of that.
Woo-hoo! And a guy in a truck flew by me, probably going 60 to 70.
Was it one of them giant trucks with the nuts on the back?
In the left lane.
In the left lane.
Which you know sometimes
floods.
Floods.
Always floods.
So he hits a huge puddle of water and sprays water everywhere and then swerves into my lane.
Ew, I can't be in this lane. I must get over immediately.
And I thought, I must have been less than a foot from hitting that guy.
Wow, really?
Had to have been.
Oh, you don't want to, you don't, in the rain.
In the rain is the worst.
You don't
want
to be ramming into somebody on the freeway. Oh, my God.
So that's who we
want
to talk to is you got in a car accident in the rain in Southern California.
What was that like?
818-955-KLOS. Wherever you were, either this storm or a previous storm.
Yeah.
It was raining. And you got in an accident.
I mean, you know, you're having to figure out how to get the car off the, you know, out of the lane of traffic, you know, especially if there's no injuries. If there's no injuries, move the damn car.
Yeah, agreed.
But
get the car off to the right side.
Rain.
In the rain is the worst.
Oh, my God.
So you got in a car accident in the rain. 818-955-KLOS. You got in an accident in the rain. It happens all the time. That's what makes driving the rain suck so much when the freeways are stopped.
It's so annoying. And there's always one person in your general area that can't drive.
That's an a-hole.
How much worse when it's raining?
Yeah, agreed.
Because they're so dumb.
Agreed.
Everybody else can do it, but there's one idiot messing everything up.
So we're taking calls at 818-955-KLOS. You got in an accident in the rain.
My daughter got in an accident on the 11th. Totaled her car.
Oh, no. Is she all right?
Yeah, she hydroplaned across all four lanes, bounced out the center divider, and came all the way across again. And that's when she totaled her car.
That's terrifying.
Yes, it is.
In the rain, hydroplaning across all four lanes.
Anybody that hasn't hydroplaned has no idea how helpless that feels.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's okay.
Yeah.
That was my 11:30 call when I was in bed.
Oh my God.
Man.
Now, is it going to put her off driving on the freeway here in LA?
Oh, yeah. She just turned 18. And,
that's rough.
She was left. Her grandfather gave her a Chrysler 300. And,
tell her to get back out there. You know, get back on that horse. It's okay. It's not going to happen every time.
Get out on the freeways today.
Yeah. Well, maybe not today.
Yeah.
But yeah. Thanks for calling, man. That's horrifying.
KLOS, hello.
Hi,
we're talking about getting in an accident in the rain.
Yeah, well, I actually avoided an accident, but I don't know how.
Okay.
We were in a transition between two freeways, two-lane transition. So there's nobody on the road except this other guy in front of me. He's on the on-ramp, on the transition ramp on the right side.
Right.
And he tries to race me. Now he's speeding up to me. Like, what are you doing? So he goes faster, and I said, I'm going to start slowing down. I start slowing down because the turn's coming up, and there's Armico Barry out there.
Right.
I hear this, and he goes right by me, his front wheels are locked up. He's sliding like, oh, crap, I got full flaps. I'm slowing down as fast as I can. And I said, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, he's going to hit the armicle barrier. As soon as his tail goes right by my front, I'm going to get off the brakes and turn right. It's just what I did. As soon as I saw his front bumper hit the Armico, I got off the brakes, got on the gas, turned right behind him. Don't know how I missed him.
Nice.
Avoided the whole thing. Nothing.
So you went from one second you were convinced that guy was going to ruin your entire day, and the next you were like, what? How did that happen? Yeah. How did I get out of that?
Very good. Fast thinking. That's brilliant.
Exactly.
Dude, thanks for calling. Yeah, you got to just keep your brain awake the whole time.
Yep.
When you're out on the road.
Which we're known for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
You got in an accident in the rain.
I feel like walking an armadillo every time I hear that song because of the video. Do you remember the video for that?
I don't know.
The video for that song. It's so ridiculous.
They were walking an armadillo?
Yeah, there was an armadillo in it, and they were dancing out by some oil fields, and it was totally ridiculous.
I mean, it all makes sense.
Totally. Yeah, exactly.
It's bad enough to get in an accident on the freeways in L.A.
Hey, we started a commercial?
It's bad enough. No.
It sounds like one of your commercials.
But when it rains,
yeah,
that has to be especially annoying.
My God.
So we're taking calls at 818-955-KLOS from people who got in accidents in the rain.
Yeah, so I was the idiot in this situation.
Uh-oh.
It was when I was 17, and I thought, you know, I'm a new badass driver. Thought I could drift.
No.
When it was raining, I attempted to drift, and I unsuccessfully, mind you, so I launched up on a curb and actually hit a tree. But that tree was a blessing, because if it wasn't there, I would have actually gone straight through into a house.
Oh my God. Wow. So, yeah, this is not the proper question, but did you ever actually learn to do it since? You keep trying?
No, it's fair to say I never have tried it.
That's
since
good.
That.
That's
kind of scared the crap out of me.
Sure. At first, you don't succeed, you know?
that does appear to be our motto.
The owner came out, and he was like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what do I do? And he's like, I guess just reverse out of here. And I'm like,
nice. Really? Good on him. Wow. Just, you're lucky.
Just run.
He's like, I hate that tree. Screw that tree.
Well, you're lucky. Thank you.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hello. You were in a car accident in the rain?
Yeah, so I'm on the 55 freeway by the 5 freeway, mm-hmm. and I drive a semi-tractor trailer. I haul heavy equipment, so I have a trailer that's kind of, it's called a low bed. It's really low to the ground.
Right.
And same thing happened. Two lanes over, a station wagon went hauling ass past me and ended up doing the same thing, fishtailing, hit the wall, came back from the wall, hit the back of a Volkswagen that was stopped in traffic, and flew up in the air and landed on my trailer crossways.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's right out of Smokey and the Bandit, man.
Just straight out of the movie.
My little Smokey Bear, and I'm tail grabbing your ass right now.
And when I pulled over, there were 7 people in that car.
What?
Wow. No one got hurt.
No one got hurt.
Possible.
Wow.
No idea. It was a miracle.
That's wow. craziness.
A bizarre thing. They had to have a wrecker come out and pick the car up off of my trailer.
That's insanity.
What was the noise like during that? That noise must have been bizarre and freaky.
Fortunately, I had KLOS on and I was rocking the music when it all happened.
Lucky.
Barely seen it out of my peripheral vision.
Right.
And then I was looking in the mirror and seeing the car fly up in the air and land in my trailer.
Wow, that is so bizarre.
Do you remember what song was playing?
Yeah.
I think it was Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. I love that song, and I was cranking that song.
Deep Purple!
That's funny.
In the house!
Thank you for calling.
Dude, thanks for calling. That's awesome, insane. Man. Great story. 818-955-KLOS.
It was raining, and you got in an accident.
Tweet,
some of these... What?
Tweet.
Some of these stories about getting in accidents
are
in the rain...
horrifying!
Are unbelievable,
yeah.
too. We're talking about you got in an accident while it was raining. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
I got my brother's BMW, and I was going 77, and a tailspin, and the tire actually blew out, the rear tire, and I totally flipped around, was facing traffic at night in the rain.
Oh, my God.
And then the second one was within a month. This one actually just fell asleep on the road with about a mile of my house, hit a light post going 44 miles an hour, boom, woke up right before I hit it. And I woke up, like, fine, but both cars totaled.
You woke up fine? You were good?
Yeah. There was a paramedic, too. They were rookies. They didn't even know what to do. I was like, shouldn't you take vitals? They were so I couldn't believe I walked out. They're like, I'm like, shouldn't you take vitals? Oh, yeah. Cops came and everything. They're like, are you good? I'm like, yeah. They're like, how about the pole? They're like, nah, the insurance will cover it. And I still see it there, the dent.
The dent is never still fixed there it. Now. Hilarious.
Wow, that's bananas. Yeah, it's still there.
That's me.
Right on.
Thank you.
Perfect. Don't fall asleep anymore. Wake up! Thanks for calling, dude. Hi, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Thank you. You got an accident in the rain.
One of the worst accidents I've ever been in. There were seven of us in a Ford Astro van that went hydroplaning and flipped over.
Oh, my God.
Thankfully, nobody was injured but myself, but it was the worst accident. We were upside down. We rolled over about three or four times.
Were you on the freeway?
Yes, the 170 right before Sherman Way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Well. Yeah. What happened to you?
Since I was in the passenger side, when it first turned over, my hand hit the road and scraped my knuckles.
Whoa!
Wow, that's scary.
Wow. Does it put you off being on the freeway in the rain these days? Does it really freak you out?
No, I just go slow and I don't go on the right lane or the left lane.
Yeah, smart, man.
Go slow and I don't drive in any lanes.
Thanks for calling, dude. Glad you're all right, man.
Thank you.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, Kayla Swisher.
Yeah, coming up next. Give me five. Do you have five?
Five songs in a row.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh. Songs, but what is the theme, I wonder?
Acting. The theme is the word and in the title for the third day in a row. We're looking for a song.
So
with
many.
And in the title, and this is for B. Nelson, this is Blood and Roses by the Smithereens.
Nice. Remember that time we were talking to Paul McCartney? Remember that time?
I do remember that
time. Yeah, that was really cool. And then one time you hung up on him. That was really cool.
You heard that wrong.
Well, I don't know if we should do this. Do you, it's all about and.
Right. If there's a song title with and in it and people request it, then we play it.
Yeah. Even if it's this.
Take this job and shove it.
We've actually done this song.
Yes, we have. I feel like that's enough.
We've played the whole thing before.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think we should?
I think that's enough.
One of the phones is ringing.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got three songs.
Do it.
Choose which one.
Let's hear it.
Dazed and Confused.
Nice.
Heaven and Hell.
We did that yesterday.
Okay, and Boston, Rock and Roll Band.
You might get two. You get a twofer, buddy.
Oh, I love it.
He doesn't get two.
He doesn't? Oh, Kevin's vetoing.
No, he has to pay $25 for two.
Are you willing to do that?
I'll pay.
All right, excellent.
I'll have to check the official records, but I'm not sure if we've ever done Gimme Five with Rock and Roll in the title. I can't remember if we have.
I don't think we have.
Plenty of those. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
This is our third and final day of Gimme Five with songs with and in the title. We have time for one more call. Make it good. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey, can you play that death metal song, Rainy Days and Mondays, by the Carpenters?
Yes.
Awesome, thanks, bro.
You know, one of the things I've learned in life?
What would that be?
People are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Yeah. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
You ever watch any of those shows where they try to get drugs through the border and how they are creatively wrapping it so that, like, they put it in coffee grounds and different stuff like that so that the dogs can't smell it?
I haven't, but it sounds like something I would be interested
yes,
in.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, his name is Daniel Mann, and he's in England, and he was caught after he tried to post a large package of cannabis. And they didn't have to bring in a dog because it was just two packages of cannabis.
But I'm sure it smelled to high heaven.
It smelled really extreme. Like, people at the post office went, "This is weed."
When people used to leave it in my desk back in the day, I better get this right away because everybody knows.
Right.
It's
that
there.
Smell is pretty pungent.
Yes.
And so this guy tried to mail it and to cover up for
yes.
it to make sure. What if he got caught?
Yeah.
What does he put as the return address?
Right.
Correct. His mom.
I was going to say his grandma. Really?
His mom?
That's not cool.
Is the return address.
But it's not cool.
They were in. Post office staff were in no doubt what the package contained.
Sure.
Due to its pungent emanating smell.
That smells pretty good.
Police were contacted as well as having his image on CCTV.
Sure.
The return address he'd put on it with his mom's house. Yes.
Hello? Yes?
We come to sound. Your son has decided to send you a hell of a lot of weed, lady.
Yep.
Oh, cool. Let's toke up.
So they go to his house and they search it and they find a whole bunch of weed. Yeah. Pounds and pounds of weed.
Is it still illegal in London, England? Probably most of those places.
I would guess. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they went to his mom's house and found weed there.
Oh, mom.
Mom was caught.
Was it his that he had sent?
Yeah,
something?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's my stash. Hands off.
She probably tried to beat up the cops. The drugs at the post office were worth almost $7,000.
Wow. That's a lot of weed. Or unless it was like the 70s. And
don't
it was just
put
like,
the return address as your mom.
That's so uncool.
How does that help?
Unless, you know, maybe she's in on it. She needs a cut, man.
Maybe she needed some of it. Maybe it was for her.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, well.
Maybe it's not so dumb.
Well, you look at that beautiful day out there.
It's great.
Still cloudy and raining and some crazy sunshine breaking through.
I don't love it.
It's crazy, man.
I'm ready for some sunshine.
Yeah,
that's tomorrow, right?
No, I think one more day of this.
Come on! Stop it!
Damn it!
Sons of bitches. You know what we need these days? The saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
That's a very, very accurate saying.
Here's the headline from Mashed. KFC is begging you to stop believing the free chicken refill TikTok hoax.
Oh.
Somebody went on TikTok, and I have the audio here, and said that if you empty your bucket of chicken, they'll refill it for free.
That's almost believable, you know?
Almost.
Yeah.
But it's a full bucket.
Yeah, and those are pretty expensive.
I don't know how many pieces are in there? 20, you know, a couple dozen or something?
Yeah.
So here's the guy.
You guys cannot tell KFC that I told you this. I've been recently sharing fast food secrets with everybody, right? And the fast food establishments have not been too happy about it. I recently shared the Five Guys unlimited bacon trick.
And I'm sure that's not true either, right?
It's insanely false.
I love that they are doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Where Five Guys does not charge for extra bacon or extra cheese. You can get as much bacon and as much cheese as you want.
Now, this is probably what led that woman to go to McDonald's and ask for the...
Maybe.
McDonald's or whatever.
Maybe, but at this point, aren't you going BS? That is not true.
Of course.
All the bacon and cheese you want.
But the woman who's going to go back to McDonald's after she's told they don't have that thing that she just ordered or it's not available, she's dumb enough to believe it.
Maybe.
It is free completely, right? Well, I have a friend that works at KFC, and he told me this one.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. If the rumor comes from a friend that works at KFC, come on now.
And someone on TikTok.
Who's whispering, as if that helps.
Right, like
hey,
someone
by the
in the
way,
room.
I have some information for you.
KFC spies are right next door, so I got to be quiet about this.
I have a friend who works at KFC. Listen to this.
KFC does free refills on buckets of chicken.
I mean, what?
No. It's just not true.
That's the most exciting thing I've ever heard. I know where I'm going, and I'm really hungry, so I'm going to be able to do it.
You're going to buy it,
yeah? Yeah.
All right.
Their policy is, as long as you finish the bucket of chicken within an hour, you can get the bucket of chicken refilled for free. Now, they don't have to see you eat the bucket of chicken. Just have the box empty. Do with that information what you will.
Do with that information what you will.
Why does he hate them? Why is he torturing
them? I don't know, but people... I mean, the
colonel was a nice dude.
And I don't know if he's doing it just to F with KFC.
Maybe he has a beef.
Or
chicken.
People just want something to go try and do.
Or they just think it's funny.
Funny, whether it works or not.
I mean, if you work there, it's not funny.
Of course not.
Oh, go away. It's not true.
So it's not true.
Drop dead.
So don't listen to what you hear on TikTok.
I'm going to go try, though.
Okay, tonight. Good. Just walk by and I said, hey. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for what we learned. Sluggo won $1 American by guessing 5 of the worst freeways in Los Angeles.
I think I rattled that off faster than anything I've ever done on the radio.
You did? You missed zero. There's a superwoman in Colombia. We told the story. Her husband was killed by a mob boss. So she took years, got into his circle of friends, seduced him, found out all his secrets, and got police to arrest him.
This sounds like an Apple TV original production, it but does. This really happened, and I love her.
That's
She's
an
the best.
Amazing
Good
thing.
Good for her, yeah.
And we talked about getting in accidents in the rain. A car of seven flipped three times, and one guy scraped his knuckles. That's all that happened.
And then the other one was someone flew out of the fast lane up onto this guy's flatbed truck.
Correct, landed, on the top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Driving, be careful out there.
Driving in the rain is great.
All right, I'm off to drive in the rain and pet the kitty and not pay attention and go way too fast.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Is that my song?
Huh?
Is that my favorite song?
Magazine Avance der Kalenderin. Jada, Tintin.
Baba.
Bing, 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 bing.
What?
Long?
You play my favorite song?
You said it, dude. I agree. Thanks for calling.
No one said it better.
Those guys, Red Hot Chili Peppers, are going to be doing a couple shows. They're going to be April 1st at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. Now, if you win, and Heidi and Frank call you tomorrow, you get a one-night stay at Excalibur Hotel and Casino and a $100 gas card as well. And, Sam, North Hills, just picked up the new album, Return of the Dream Canteen. So he's in that drawing. Good luck unto him. This just keeps happening. Halo S, who's this?
Hi, this is George.
George, your caller 13.
Oh, awesome.
Return of the Dream Canteen album is yours. Don't sell it for drugs.
That's so cool. Thank you, man.
It's on vinyl as well, limited edition. Hey, and we're also going to put your name in the drawing, so you might go up to Vegas. Would you want to do that?
Yeah, that's what I want, man.
April 1st, they're going to be playing the Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. Tickets are available right now at Ticketmaster.com. Why don't you go buy some?
Yeah, I'm going to wait for your trip.
All right, Heidi and Frank might call you tomorrow, and then you've got a night stay at Excalibur Hotel and Casino and $100 gift card, gas card.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Right on. Good luck, dude.
Good luck.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
The Eagles released On the Border album on this day in rock in 1974. It was their third studio album and the first one featuring Don Felder. Atlantic Records had never shipped a million copies of a brand new album before, but on this day in rock in 1975, Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti was enjoying a six-week run at number one on the U.S. album charts. So good thing they shipped all of those albums. A&M Records signed The Cops, a.k.a. The Police, to the label on this day in rock in 1978.